You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm Amy Alpers.
And I'm excited about today, Amy. It's our great partners at Pacific Athletics. And we have a great relationship. Yeah,
that's right.
We went to the Orange and Black Ball, which was a hoot. That was fun. You know, it's funny because growing up in Stockton, of course, Pacific is part of the DNA of our city, right? You got Burns Tower. I mean, they are our, we're a college town, right? But I remember like my first foray into Pacific Athletics was when I was in high school. So like,
a hundred years ago.
So, I was a high school student of the '80s, and, back then women's volleyball was the sport, right? So if you didn't know, Pacific Athletics or the University of Pacific, they won two NCAA championships, and they both had been in women's volleyball, and they were in 85 and 86. And so it was like, I mean, everybody talked about it. It was the talk of the town, and people from all over the region came to watch Pacific in women's volleyball. So that was probably my first foray into Pacific Athletics, and the sense of pride that our community and region had was phenomenal.
Well, it's so fun, like living in a town that has a collegiate sports program, because I mean, there's no, you know, top tier professional sports teams in Stockton. So being able to like, and you actually like know the families of the athletes and like see them around town and live right by the campus. Like you can't do that everywhere. And it's just, I don't know, it's fun. So I did not grow up super close to UOP, but right now I live near it. So you said Burns Tower, and man, they have been like banging out some music in that thing, like super late at night, 11 PM, 5:30. It's like a whole orchestra. So even if I don't want to think about the University of the Pacific, it is like slammed into my brain and I'm obsessed with it. So it's very fun living by that school.
So you're saying that the Burns Tower is playing bangers now at night?
Well, like, I need to – maybe Mike will be able to tell us when we talk to him, but I was in Berkeley a couple months ago, and they were, like, doing an actual concert from their tower. Like, there was students – there's, like, a handful of students every year who learn how to play the bells. And I don't know if UOP has – kids up in that tower, but yeah, man, we were hanging out last summer in someone's backyard, and it was 11 o'clock at night, and we were like, what is that? And we were like, oh my god, that is the tower.
It's well, so you know, cool. The tower does cover up a big water tower, right? So it's not really like functional. Okay, that's a whole nother episode we don't need to get to. So since we have athletics focus, we're not going to get into the history of the university and Burns Tower, but I do want to mention before we get started that we do have, there, our great relationship with Pacific is, you know, the last few years has really grown a lot, because, you know, in 2017, we hosted the women's basketball. We were a host of the Sweet 16, where the champions that year came through Stockton. In 2019, right before the pandemic, we hosted the men's water polo national championships. And we're super excited to host the women's water polo national championships next May. And so we have a great relationship with Pacific Athletics, and I'm excited to talk to Mike today.
Heck yeah. So actually, we might as well kick it off. So with us today is Mike Herman. He's the Senior Associate Director of Athletics for the University of the Pacific. So thank you, Mike, so much for being on the show with us and taking time to chat. We're excited to learn more about our local college team and how they're doing. But before we dive into all that, will you tell us a bit about yourself and how you landed in Stockton?
Oh, I'd be happy to. And you're right. It's a great reciprocal relationship on our end, too. We enjoy working together, and the chance to bring those major college events to our community is terrific. And just what you said earlier, the entertainment value, the ability for Pacific Athletics to impact quality of life in our community is really, really important. So that's something that we do all the time. And I guess the ability to play music at all hours from the tower is something, too, that that we must value. So we just got that fixed. So I'm glad to hear it's working well. So
I love it.
Yeah, there you go. That's great. But no, I came here last summer. So I've been here, you know, 15, 16 months. I came directly from Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. I worked for both Norfolk State and Old Dominion there. I've worked in college athletics 30 plus years. I've had the good fortune to be in some great communities around the country. I've been a director of athletics for 18 years, but my focus has always been on the external side. And I've always had an eye on the West Coast Conference and the schools in this conference. And when my son moved to San Francisco a few years ago, my wife had circled Northern California and said, hey, this is a destination we'd like to live in. And here we are. And here we are in Northern California, my son in San Francisco. So it has really been great to be here. And Pacific is really, it's a great time to be at Pacific. I think, you know, coming out of the pandemic, we have a great opportunity in front of us behind the leadership of our director of athletics, Janet Lucas, and our president, Chris Callahan, going in a great direction. And I'm just pleased to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Well, let's jump right into talking about Pacific Athletics. So there's some big names that have been through Pacific and in the Hall of Fame, like MLB agent Scott Boras, and of course, you know, Stockton's own Alex Spanos, whose family still owns the Chargers today. So tell us a little bit about the history of Pacific Athletics.
Boy, we do have some great names, and, you know, we could keep going. Pete Carroll, right? Obviously, Tom Flores, Hall of Famer. And we have some current people that people might not know about. We have three All-Americans competing on our men's water polo team currently, and they all played this summer for Team Canada, you know, looking to preparing for the Olympics. And we have a goalkeeper on the women's side who played in the last Olympics for Canada. So there are some great athletes here. We had three men drafted in the Major League Baseball draft in June. So, you know, a lot of young kids on our team, young people on our team are really doing some great things, and a great opportunity to come out and see them compete. But what I enjoy most is seeing people that are successful in their careers. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had a lot of our former volleyball players that competed on the Final Fours, and we had nine different Final Fours from 1979 to 1999. And it was great to see those volleyball players, but it was really fun to hear what they're doing in their careers and what successful career people they are. You know, Danielle Hardcastle helped us here locally with it, and she's a great realtor in town. Just one example. But, you know, across the board, the success that they've had really, it really says a lot about the education and the opportunity they had at the University of Pacific.
So the University of the Pacific has always been, it sounds like, pretty stellar in sports, which is awesome. So, and Mike, I'm not maybe the most major sports person. So when you read the title Director of Athletics, I was like, oh, maybe he like teaches like women's water polo and he's involved in soccer and a little bit of basketball. And now you're telling me it's more about the outward projection of the athletic program. So can you kind of explain what your role is with
Sure.
Pacific Athletics for those of us not as well-versed?
Well, we have a great team here. Let me just start with that. And so, you know, it's everyone kind of doing their responsibility. And my responsibility as the external side is really everything that connects the community to the university through athletics. So that's the communications team, our streaming, our marketing, our ticket sales and operations. It's our corporate partnerships, our media partnerships. It's getting a chance to work with people like Visit Stockton, you know, because we really think that Stockton can be the difference for our athletics program. It's an asset that sets us apart from other teams in our conference, other teams in this part of the country. And we also think Pacific Athletics can be an asset for Stockton. So as we get the ball rolling and moving it forward, it's really with an emphasis on really even more than what we are currently, being that asset for Stockton to provide that quality of life and that entertainment opportunity. And as you mentioned, the opportunity of closeness, of getting to know our student athletes, our coaches, our program, that's something you can do at Pacific that doesn't necessarily happen at other larger institutions.
I love it. It gives us something to be proud of. I was going to say, you know, I went out of state for college. I went to a big school, big D1 school, was a big fan. And now we're back and people are like, are you still rooting for them? We're like, oh no, we live in Stockton now. We have a new team. And it's just like easy peasy. I don't know. It's fun to have something to be excited about like that and feel like a part of. So I dig it.
Well, and hearkening back to those women's volleyball days of the 80s, I still, and I know Mike shares this vision. I mean, I really would love to see this community in different sports seasons, you know, if it's lawn signs in the front yard or wearing orange on Fridays to work or just getting excited about the home team. I think there's just so much potential there. And, you know, things ebb and flow over the years and the focuses of the university and the focuses of the community. But I think this is, as Mike said, with President Callahan and Janet Lucas at the helm of athletics, a great time to get the community re-engaged in, you know, supporting their hometown teams and going in all orange and black. So I'm excited about it. And one of the ways actually that Pacific does get engaged in the community is through clinics and camps. And so, Mike, you want to talk a little bit about how people in the community can get on campus and participate in different clinics and camps offered by the athletics department?
Yeah, that certainly is a great thing that we enjoy doing. And we do really run two different kinds of camps for the community. One is kind of a developmental camp, a youth camp, if you will. Many of our sports, baseball, basketball, soccer, run camps where students can really improve their skills in that sport. And it's student, it's participants of all ages that come in, you know, and involved with that. We also run big showcase events where we have students that are on the verge of wanting to go to college, and they're recruiting events. There's opportunities to come here, you know, and our coaches can look, can take a look at you. Other coaches come to those showcases from other schools as well. So that's a showcase event. That's another piece as well. And something that we've done that's new, we started it last year, is the Pacific Summer Institute. It's kind of it's designed as a pre-college experience for high school students. And they get a lot of experience on campus. They get in the labs. They get a chance to do a lot of college-like things. And there are athletic components in that coming up this summer. So that's another great opportunity. Something new that we're doing, but a great opportunity for this community.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I did see, you know, I have a high school senior, and we talked a lot about that last year, but he's really engineering-focused, and there wasn't necessarily an engineering track. So I think it's a great program. I mean, it's like 2 weeks of summer camp for high school students on the campus, living there, but also looking at these different, degree avenues. And the one I got excited about, and I'm trying to get my son to do it, but he's so engineering-focused, is the sports analytics. That's a great program. I mean, I think it's highly undervalued right now, and it's only going to get better. But there's so much, if you go back to the Moneyball days of the A's, but I mean, it's not just analytics on statistics. It's really looking at all the gameplay and how that can improve and enhance the performance of the game. So I don't know. The sports analytics program looks super exciting.
It really is the future, and it's fun for us to be kind of on the cutting edge of that. And the fun part for us in athletics is we're the test models. You know, we're doing it with our baseball program. We're doing it with our water polo program. So the student athletes get real world experience, and it improves our student athletes at the same time because we benefit from the work they've done. And the work they're doing. So the sports analytics is really a rising opportunity. You've touched that, right? That's exactly the case.
I'm excited about that too. I mean, everything else in the world is moving towards data and analytics and being the most effective and efficient. So, I mean, might as well. And now that we're circling back onto sports, Mike, basketball season's upon us. I believe by the time this airs, we'll just be days away from the first game of the season for men's basketball. So what are some of the big games we should be looking out for this year?
Well, we're excited about the upcoming season. You know, our coaches have done a great job with the schedule, getting some of our regional rivals back on it. And what we've done is we've made it easy for fans to find our big games because we put them all in one ticket package. You know, we have a 5-game pack that includes our best games in men's basketball. Starts with Fresno State, you know, in December. That's a great contest against a regional rival. We'll have a lot of their fans up here. We expect a lot of our fans, and there should be a super environment renewing the rivalry with Fresno State. Then we open the conference season with BYU at home. Their last year in our conference as they're headed off to the Big 12, but that's a big game as well. And they bring a lot of fans, and it's a great time on December 29th because it's between Christmas and New Year's. We're going to do some outdoor events. We're going to plan in a food truck event outside with the help of our friends at Visit Stockton. And that will help us get fans there and have fun and really enjoy that post-Christmas, pre-New Year's Day. Have a great time at a basketball game with BYU here. January, we have a January game with Gonzaga. You don't have to say much more than Gonzaga because they're, you know, they've been the number one team in the country the last few years, and they're coming in our building on a Saturday night in January. What a fun night that will be. I'm looking so forward to that. And in February, you know, San Francisco's coming here. They had a great team last year, went to the NCAA tournament. We have San Francisco on a Thursday night, and then we close the season with Portland at home on a Saturday night on the 25th of February. So there you go. There's our five big games in one pack. We sell a chairback seat for all five games for $70, if I could put a little commercial in. And so it's a great value. And our plan is to get as many Pacific people, as many community people out to see those games as possible, because we want to have more Pacific people in that building than there are blue people when we play BYU, or more red people than when we play Fresno State. We want the orange to be the dominant color in the Spano Center.
Oh, that's gassing me up. I just got all pumped up, especially that 29th one against BYU between Christmas and New Year's. I love that. And our food truck party we'll be planning. No problem. You got it. Is there any other like special ticketed programs that you guys run for the other athletic programs?
We got a couple things. One is what I call Tiger tickets. You know, we sell a packet for $50 of 10 undated vouchers that families can use for any of our sports. It excludes men's basketball, but it's great for families. They want to come to a women's basketball game or a volleyball game or or water polo or baseball or softball. These tickets can be used for any game. So you use two on the first night for men's water polo. Come a couple weeks later and go to a volleyball game, or come after that, and, you know, come into basketball season, go to a women's game. So it's essentially a $5 ticket that is great for families to come out. And they should look for our family days. We do a lot of family day programming around each of our sports. So that's also a great time to come. So for families, I see that as a great opportunity, something new that we're doing this year. And women's basketball has a number of great games on their schedule as well. They open the season against Stanford at home. So that's coming up just in a few days. So that's something that you should think about. If you want to see a great women's basketball team, here's a program that's in the top 25. We're going to try to open the season and shock the college basketball world by knocking off the Cardinal on the very first game. Or the very first home game, I should say. And then, they have a youth basketball day. They have a breast cancer awareness day. So there's a lot of great promotions around women's basketball as well.
I love that. That Tiger ticket sounds like a fabulous Christmas gift for people.
It is so a great stocking stuffer. Yes, thank you.
Lots of flexibility to it. Yeah, no problem. Question. Hey, we're in marketing. We got you.
Love it.
Well, college sports are full of, like, traditions dating back decades. So are there any specific traditions that you want to share with us?
Well, I'll share a couple things. One, I think one of the biggest traditions in college basketball, college athletics, are rivalries. And, you know, getting back in the West Coast Conference where we were years ago, where we helped start the conference with St. Mary's and San Francisco and Santa Clara. So getting back into the conference with them 10 years ago gives us those great rivalries that are really part of our history and tradition. And then, our basketball coaches have done a great job by adding Fresno State, San Jose State to our home schedule this year. So rivalries is number one, I think, in terms of tradition. Number two, we have these bronze tigers on campus. We have eight of them around campus of our athletic venues. And I go in and rub the tiger on the way into the game. And that helps us get a win. I think the rub of the tiger gets us going with a win. And there's some out in front of the Spano Center. You go to our tennis center, you see them there. You go to a water polo, you have a chance to rub the tiger there. So I think that's a great opportunity as well. And then we have a vibrant student section. They're doing a great job this year. They've called themselves the Prowl. And it's, you know, as college students are a big part of the experience at the game. And our students are excited to be part of that experience. So the Prowl is part of our tradition as well. So we've got some great things going from that standpoint.
Yeah, some of my favorite photos that we've used in some of our marketing pieces and calendars and visitor guide covers is the student section at a basketball game or whatever, with the band and the cheer and the fans and the students. It's such a, I mean, they are so excited. It's great to watch.
Well, and we do have a great pep band. You're right. Pep band is fun. Tiger dancers. It's a terrific experience coming to one of our athletic events.
It really is. Okay, so with all that excitement, where can people get more information about Pacific Athletics, check schedules, purchase tickets, et cetera?
Well, we've got a great website. We love using the PacificTigers.com. It has our social media on there as well. If you want to follow us on Twitter or Instagram as well. We're very active on social media, but our website is the key spot. That's where you get the information. The schedules are there. A lot of information on our coaches and student athletes. And one of the things that we've done differently this year is we've started a number of features on our student athletes, features on our coaches, features on former athletes. So we're putting out more features on it because we think that helps people. If they get to know this, who the players are, who the student athletes are, and understand who they are off the court or off out of the pool or whatever else it might be, I think that really helps. It brings them out to our events. So that's something we did as well. A lot more features. So it's great content on PacificTigers.com.
Excellent. Oh, that's awesome. And you can get your $70 five-game pack there.
Exactly.
That's right.
You exactly. That.
Yes.
As well as any other tickets. Hey, if you want to sit courtside, we can accommodate that too.
Of course. Of course. Yes. Don't stop at $70. Invest more in Pacific Athletics for sure. All right. Lastly, Mike, a question that we like to ask all of our guests is when your son's visiting or when you have out-of-town guests coming to Stockton to visit you, where do you like to take them?
I'll tell you what, there's so many good choices, and we're so fortunate where we're located. You know, the Miracle Mile, virtually on our doorstep, or a short drive to, you know, the Lincoln Center, so many other places around town that we can go to that are maybe not in those two locales, but are here. But I don't know. I enjoy so many different places. It's hard to pick one, so I'm just going to go to where I was last. I had a guest in town today, as a matter of fact, and we went to eat at the House of Shaw. So we went down to the Miracle Mile, to the House of Shaw. It was terrific. I love the ingenuity there, and they always have fun specials. So the House of Shaw, that's my answer.
And here's my shameless plug for House of Shaw, because I also love it there. They just started being open for dinner time. So they're open until 9 p.m. during the week, except on Sundays. So go support House of Shaw.
There you go.
Yeah. And our first guest to ever say House of Shaw, I think it could be our first guest for a Miracle Mile restaurant. I'm not sure, but I love the House of Shaw because it's one of those places that sometimes it's not top of mind. It's not a big place, but they have great coffee, great pastries and baked goods and great sandwiches. So yeah. Oh, go check it out.
The only problem with House of Shaw is I think I gain 5 pounds every time I go in there. Just by looking at the baked goods, I think suddenly you are correct. They have great baked goods.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mike. We appreciate you giving us the scoop. And so everyone, make sure you go check out their website and go support your Pacific Tigers this year. So thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Amy and Wes. Certainly appreciate it.
All right. And now we are going to head over to our friend Anthony for a Stockton pop culture moment.
Thank you, Wes and Amy. Here's a little history on the iconic University of the Pacific. Having first been chartered on July 10th, 1851 in Santa Clara, University of the Pacific eventually made its way to Stockton in 1923. UOP, or simply Pacific, prides itself on its title as California's first university, California's first independent co-educational campus, and is the first conservatory of music and first medical school on the West Coast. Along with liberal arts and graduate school, UOP specializes in schools of business, dentistry, education, engineering, international studies, law, music, pharmacy, and health sciences. It is also home to the historic papers of environmental pioneer John Muir, the man responsible for helping to preserve Yosemite Valley and Sequoia National Park, and for setting an example for inspiring the preservation of many other wilderness areas. The Muir papers are located inside the Holt Atherton Special Collections and Archives, and UOP features a museum-style presentational space for said papers, as well as the Muir Experience, a display of physical and digital exhibits to inspire user interaction with Muir's work. On top of all that, Pacific has had some famous and well-known alumni in the fields of academia, business, entertainment, government and politics, science and engineering, and sports. Some of those names include local business patriarchs Alex and Dean Spanos, California State Senator and San Francisco Mayor George Moscone, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Johnny Rawlinson, NASA astronaut and Stockton resident Jose Hernandez, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll, NFL Hall of Fame coach for the Raiders Tom Flores, award-winning writer Matt De La Pena, jazz pianist Dave Brubeck, A Christmas Story's Darren McGavin, acting legend Janet Leigh, and her equally legendary daughter, actress Jamie Lee Curtis. Not to mention, it was once the cinematic educational institution of a certain archaeology professor who has had himself a daring adventure or two, or soon to be five. Given its wealth of rich history and knowledge, and a legendary alumni whose members list continues to grow, University of the Pacific is easily one of the most recognizable staples in Stockton, California.
That was awesome, Anthony. Amy, I don't know do you have a favorite celebrity alumni? I do, but I'm just kind of curious. Do you have a favorite celebrity alumni?
I have a least favorite. Does that count?
Oh, gosh.
Pete Carroll. Oh. Pete Carroll, come on, man. Go Niners.
That makes sense.
That does make sense, but you got to appreciate him that he actually...
I know. I can appreciate it. And he's like... I mean, UOP did produce that. I think he's the oldest coach ever in the NFL, which is pretty cool. Well, so his brain is something else, I suppose.
And they just dedicated Stagg Memorial Plaza at the Pacific Athletics area in between the tennis and the Chris Kajelson pool area, and that area where the football stadium used to be. Pete Carroll helped do all the fundraising. I mean, he was part of the fundraising effort, so he still gives back to Pacific. So that's a good thing.
Okay,
my favorite Pacific alumni is from my favorite Christmas movie that Anthony mentioned was Darren McGavin. So he was the dad in A Christmas Story.
It's hard to guess mine, right? Can you guess mine?
Oh, yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay. Bingo.
No, yeah. The Halloween fan.
Totally. There we go. Laurie Strode.
Anthony, it's going to be past Halloween by the time.
I know, but it's always Halloween up here.
It's always Halloween in this spring.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some events that are coming up, as we always do. And I'm going to start it off with an event happening at the University of the Pacific, the Symphonic Wind Ensemble. and University Concert Band, which will be happening on Saturday, November 5th at the Faye Spanos Concert Hall. And this is going to be the Conservatory of Music's Wind Ensemble and the Concert Band. And the president, Chris Callahan, will be joining the bands to narrate Aaron Copland's Lincoln Portrait. So it's only $10 to get in. Seniors are just $5. And again, that's Saturday, November 5th at 7:30 p.m.
Awesome. I should say, I think Dave Brubeck, I could say he was probably my favorite UOP alumnus because now there's all these really cool musical programs that you could go to. And sorry, I was so negative before, but there you are. Anyways, and coming up the Thursday following that awesome concert that you all went to. So Thursday, November 10th is the home opener for the Stockton Kings versus the Salt Lake City Stars at the beautiful downtown Stockton Arena. Going to a Stockton Kings game is super fun because people show up in their purple and black and silver. And for those of you who don't know, the NBA G League, there's not many G League teams across the nation, but this is like, for lack of a better term, because like I said, I'm not super sporty, but it's like the farm team for the NBA. So if some professional player in the NBA like needs to, you had a surgery and needs to like take a step down and like kind of rehabilitate, they're playing at the Stockton Arena and it's super cool. So like there are some big stars that come out and play in these games. So super fun to go out, catch the first game Thursday, November 10th. Make sure that you go downtown before and get some food and head over there and catch a great game.
Yeah, big Stockton Kings fan. And we're just so lucky to have, you know, the owners of the Stockton Kings, the Sacramento Kings, you know, in our backyard too. So that just provides great support. And a lot of times, you know, their ownership or their coaches from Sacramento will come down. So that's kind of cool. Former Sacramento Kings players and current Kings players. So a great opportunity to support the home team. And the next event, as a veteran, I really appreciate this one myself. Veterans Day is on a Friday this year, and that's a holiday for us. So hopefully it's a holiday for you, too, because there's going to be a Veterans Day tribute for free. And we love free events at the Bob Hope Theater. And that is honoring all those who served, and it's put on by the United Veterans Council of San Joaquin County. And the doors open at 9:45. The program starts at 10:45. And the guest speaker this year is going to be veteran Army Captain Josh Hunsucker. And I know he's a combat veteran because I know Josh. He's actually an attorney with New Miller and Beardsley here in Stockton. So Josh and a former Army Ranger, if I'm not mistaken. So Josh will be the keynote speaker. And the ceremony will begin at 10:50. But doors open at 9:45. Free event, Bob Hope Theater, Veterans Day tribute on Friday, November 11th.
Excellent. And then, of course, there's more celebrations happening that weekend. So that is actually the Stockton Hmong New Year's celebration. So from Friday, November 11th to Sunday, November 13th, you could head down to the 99 Speedway. And there is going to be traditional celebrations of the Hmong New Year. It's going to have cultural performances, music, sports tournaments, food vendors, artist vendors, and a lot of really cool things. So events like this are open to people of all beliefs and all traditions. So it's a really fun way to kind of immerse yourself in another culture. I mean, what better way than buying, like going to buy some food, you know, just to kind of, you know, get in the feel and go show some respect and learn something new. So we hope you guys make it out there. And of course, there's many other events happening in the city. So if you want to see the city's largest events calendar, make sure you go to visitstockton.org. And once you're there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter.
And again, we want to thank Mike Herman for being our guest today from Pacific Athletics and talking about all their programs and their great packages coming up for men's basketball. Remember, five games, the five like amazing games of the season. They have a lot more games, but the five premier games at just $70. That's cheaper than buying it individually, and you can get out and support your home team.
That's awesome. And for supporting images and insights, be sure you follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.